This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention and Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Melanie Young, marketing expert, women's health advocate, breast cancer survivor, and author of the new book, Getting Things Off My Chest, A Survivor's Guide to Staying Fearless and Fabulous in the Face of Breast Cancer. Melanie's book helps women take charge of their health and provides newly diagnosed women with the tips and information they need to make informed decisions about their treatment, manage side effects, boost their stamina, and look and feel their best. Melanie, certainly a privilege and honor to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's good to be here.
Thank you, and the pleasure is ours as well. I couldn't say that enough. Now, why did you decide to write your book, and how is it different from other breast cancer books out there?
Great question. I am a survivor. I underwent my own experience with breast cancer in 2009 and 2010 while I continued to run my public relations firm. I could not find a book that addressed the holistic lifestyle issues that you face when you have a cancer treatment. My book is different because it takes a woman who has been diagnosed with breast cancer or any woman with a health challenge and takes you through the entire experience so you know what questions to ask, how to be more informed about the decisions you make, what to expect every step of the way, how to prepare your body and your mind, eat and exercise for better health and stamina, and look and feel your best. Because you may not have chosen to have cancer, but you can choose how you want to be treated and how you want to treat yourself during the experience and afterward. Very detailed, lots of checklists, lots of tips. I interviewed many survivors and experts every step of the way so you can feel good about yourself, look well, and make smart decisions.
At the beginning of your book, you list five commandments for taking charge of your health. What are those, if you don't mind sharing?
The five commandments, first of all, the whole point of this is to get organized. So first commandment is make a health management plan. Think of yourself as the CEO of your body. Assemble your best advisors. This is your medical advisors, whether it's your oncologist, your breast surgeon, your skin care specialist, your ophthalmologist and dentist, and your OBGYN. Make sure you meet with them, discuss your diagnosis, and make a plan to protect and preserve every part of your body. We should have those advisors in place already, not when we're faced with a diagnosis. Number two, know how your health insurance coverage works and how you will pay for your treatment. You do not want to be caught up in the agony of medical debt along with dealing with your diagnosis and treatment. And my book has so many, like 20 questions on what you need to ask about your health insurance. And you know that is a big issue right now. The third is organize your records. Every single time you meet with a doctor, you will be asked the same questions over and over again. What is your family history? What allergies do you have? What prior surgeries and illnesses do you have? Get those details organized down to your blood type. So when you meet, you have that information on file, and God forbid, if somebody has to have that information for you, they know where it is. Next, set up a communications plan. What are you going to say? Who are you going to tell? And what is your message going to be? You control it. I'm a communication specialist. I chose not to tell my clients and colleagues. My staff knew. They respected my confidence. I relied on a support network of friends who were there for me, but I was in control of my message. Finally, ask questions. Make lists. Organize your thoughts. Create lists. Ask as many questions as you can. Think about not only what is going to happen to me and how are you going to treat me, but how will this affect my lifestyle? What will I be able to do, or what are my limitations? Very, very important, because you will feel lost. You want to feel organized and focused. These five commandments will do this for you.
Now, what lifestyle changes did you make during and after your own breast cancer experience that you would recommend to other women?
I used my cancer experience to recheck and refocus how I took care of myself. It is definitely a wake-up call, any health challenge. I did the following. I created a mantra, hydrate, gyrate, and masticate. I focused on hydrating my body. Chemotherapy can dehydrate you, can lead to many, many things. In fact, you could die from dehydration. So you must drink healthy fluids and reduce your alcohol consumption down to zero when you're doing chemo and limit it for the rest of your life. Two, gyrate. Daily exercise. It is a fact, and studies have shown that at least 30 minutes of daily exercise a day will reduce recurrence and keep you fit and healthy. Finally, I say masticate, eat a healthy diet. I changed my diet. I eliminated red meat, saturated fat, processed foods, reduced my sugar, focused on lean protein, greens, fruit, healthy oils. And I have to tell you, those three things combined with learning to manage stress and tune out and turn off when the stress dial goes up, that kept me healthy during treatment and has continued to keep me healthy after. I'm healthier today, 4.5 years later, than I ever was before I was diagnosed with cancer.
Phenomenal information. Today we are with Melanie Young, women's health advocate and author of Getting Things Off My Chest, A Survivor's Guide to Staying Fearless and Fabulous in the Face of Breast Cancer, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Melanie, in your book you talk about your holy trinity for staying healthy. Please explain that.
Well, that is the hydrate, gyrate, and masticate. I think every person, staying fit and healthy and healthy eating is in the news every day. We all know that obesity now is being designated as a disease. It is the important trifecta, as I call it, of keeping fit, eating healthy, watching your alcohol intake, and drinking healthy fluids. Those three things will absolutely improve your health. No matter what you're going through, no matter what your age, it's what you should live by every day.
And what were the 3 to 5 key lessons you learned from your own cancer experience that you want to share to help others?
I learned, first of all, that you have one body. You need to take care of it. No one's going to take care of it for you as you go through life. You need to take care of it. You need to eat smart. You need to exercise. You need to watch your stress. You need to also understand your self-worth. You should take control of the decisions you want to make in your life and live life on your terms. Cancer may not let you live your life on your terms all the time, but you can make decisions on how you want to be treated. I also learned, and this is important for everybody, to be incomparable. What I mean by that is stop comparing your life to everyone else's. And learn to appreciate what you have in your life and use the skills and talents you have and not try to be somebody else. I worked in a very competitive business where I was constantly competing with other people. I learned to be less so and to focus more on enrichment and being productive and purposeful in a different way. And I think once you do that, you will feel better about yourself. You will find you actually have more time to enjoy. And you will be healthier in mind and body.
And lastly, I understand that you decided to undergo genetic testing. What was your experience, and how would you advise others on taking that test?
Well, genetic testing, as we all know, has also been in the news because of Angelina Jolie's experience to have decision to have prophylactic mastectomy. Because I did not have a family history of breast cancer, however, I had breast cancer, and I had a father who had prostate cancer, and I had an Ashkenazi Jewish background. For those reasons, my doctors recommended genetic testing. Genetic testing is something you may want to do. It is your personal choice if you have a family history of breast cancer or ovarian cancer. If you don't and you have unfortunately you're diagnosed with breast cancer, you should probably consider genetic testing because, like for me, I tested positive for the BRCA2 genetic mutation, which meant I had a high risk of ovarian cancer. For that reason, I decided to have a prophylactic surgery to remove my ovaries and fallopian tubes, and I know how to monitor for any other potential risks of other kinds of cancers. The BRCA2 genetic mutation is tied to a few other cancers. It is a decision. When you're young, it's a big decision because you have to think about children and having them and potentially passing it on. I suggest that you speak to a family planner, your medical advisor, and of course your spouse if you're married, to weigh the decision on your own. But I am glad I did it. It, again, helped me take charge of my health decisions, and that's what I am all about and what I do in my own book, Getting Things Off My Chest, how to take care and take charge of your decisions about your health.
Very good information. Now, how about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can be able to purchase the book, Getting Things Off My Chest, and also to be in contact with you and know more about what you're doing?
Getting Things Off My Chest, The Survivor's Guide to Staying Fearless and Fabulous in the Face of Breast Cancer, is available nationwide online at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Books and Things. You can contact me and follow me on my blog at MelanieYoung.com. I'm on Twitter at Mighty Melanie, and my Facebook page is Melanie Young, Getting Things Off My Chest. And I love to hear from people. I love to have people reach out. I am there if someone needs a question or a tip.
Well, I certainly do appreciate that. That's fabulous. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or takeaways from our time and discussion today?
I think that the key takeaways, again, are keep your mind and body active. Take care of your body through exercise, smart diet, less stress, a lot of sleep. In my book, I have 10 things you should do every day. In addition to being active and watching your weight and eating right, wear sunscreen, get enough sleep, enjoy life. You only have one of it, so enjoy it and say, I will take care of the body I have and appreciate it in a whole new way. I will tell you, in closing, while breast cancer is not a pretty disease, and I underwent a double mastectomy and had to deal with a whole lot of physical changes, I have learned to fall in love with my body all over again and appreciate it even more. And I think that everyone should learn to look at themselves and say, I appreciate what I have. What am I going to do with it?
An inspiring message, certainly very helpful and tremendous information. Melanie, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
It is my pleasure. And to everybody out there, stay fearless and fabulous.
We've been speaking with Melanie Young, women's health advocate and author, Getting Things Off My Chest, A Survivor's Guide to Staying Fearless and Fabulous in the Face of Breast Cancer. And once again, the website of reference is MelanieYoung.com. And this is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.